So good afternoon. Welcome to Chicago. Welcome to Ignite, and welcome to our first SharePoint session of the week. My name is Seth Patton. Joining me today is Bill Baer. He's over here somewhere. We also have dozens of the SharePoint product team here this week, and we're all really, really glad to be here to spend time meeting with you and to hear about your successes and your challenges that really help shape the future of SharePoint. As you heard this morning, it's a pretty exciting time for Microsoft, and it's also an exciting time for all of us to be involved in really the intersection of technology and business. And when we think about Microsoft and our mission to reinvent productivity, there's nothing more core to that than SharePoint and Office 365. And that's why I'm really excited about this session. We get an opportunity to talk about the evolution of SharePoint, set the context for what you're going to hear about and what you're going to see about throughout this week, and also share how we're thinking about the road ahead. First, though, I'd like to thank all of our customers and partners who are here. We have the best customers and partners in the industry, bar none. And it's really all of you that provide the inspiration for us to keep innovating, keep evolving, and keep improving SharePoint. And I want to actually call out four in particular who are taking their businesses forward with SharePoint, and they're also here with us this week to share their stories in dedicated customer sessions throughout the next couple of days. First is Bose. Everybody heard of Bose? One of the largest audio technology and product manufacturers in the world. They're also an early adopter of SharePoint Online, Office 365, and Azure. And they've come a long way in their journey. They now have over 4,000 SharePoint Online team sites and portals. They're using Azure for front-end development. And now they're also in the process of implementing some of the newer Office 365 experiences, like Dell for information discovery and Office 365 Video for enterprise video streaming. And I encourage you to learn more about Bose at their session on Wednesday. Next, we have Ernst & Young here. So E&Y is the third largest multinational professional services firm based in London. And they are using SharePoint Server 2013. And they've chosen not to go to the cloud. Instead, they're leveraging their existing investments using a hybrid approach for enterprise search. They've now achieved 170,000 user adoption, 170,000 of their employees. And they're going to share their story about how they're using a SharePoint server with hybrid. Thank you. They're going to be sharing their story here on Thursday. Next, we have here with us DSM. And DSM is a global science-based company. They're based in the Netherlands. And they actually migrated from SharePoint 2010 to SharePoint Online and Office 365. Their main drivers for doing that, cost savings, standardization, and modernization. And one of the things they talk about is now they can spend their time adopting the Office 365 platform and experiences rather than having to worry about the next upgrade. You can learn more about DSM's migration on Wednesday. Next is Virtusa Corporation. And Virtusa is also a global professional services firm. In this case, they are implementing a comprehensive hybrid solution across social, OneDrive, and search. And Virtusa has got 10,000 employees using Yammer integrated with SharePoint server on-premises with a unified experience. They're using OneDrive for personal file storage, and they're using hybrid search as a way to bridge the content divide between the cloud and on-premises. So it's customers like these that really fuel the continued growth for SharePoint and Office 365. In the past, a lot of the growth in Office 365 came from the email workload. But in the last 18, 24 months, it really has been driven by demand for mobile productivity and being able to use Office across devices. But we've also seen increasing growth coming from the SharePoint-based workloads, both in terms of user growth, as you can see, and in terms of content growth. In fact, 38% of all SharePoint seats today are in Office 365. But we also have a lot of customers running SharePoint server on premises. In fact, we're nearing now 80% of Fortune 500 companies also using SharePoint server. All of this growth is really a big reason, one of the reasons, why SharePoint continues to be a strategic product for Microsoft and core to our mission of reinventing productivity. As we look forward, we're keeping an eye on key trends, and these are some trends that you've hopefully seen now thematically throughout the morning as well. Things like modern collaboration, content management, personalized insights, and of course, security and compliance. And the reality is, each of these areas is being enhanced by advancements in things like mobile, social, machine learning, and cloud. It's hard to believe we now have more devices than we do people on the planet. And those devices are creating more content and data than people can possibly consume. So it's adding to the information overload problem. We also have a new generation of workers entering the workforce. I have a few of them on my team, in fact. And they have very different ways of communicating, sharing ideas, and doing teamwork. Now, we've already been doing some interesting things along these lines. You saw this morning how we're with Delve, we're enabling people to do more relevant discovery of content and people through machine learning. Delve is built on SharePoint Search. Another Office 365 experience built on SharePoint is Office 365 Video. Which, if you think about video being such an important medium of communications today, being able to enable people and organizations to share and manage video content across the enterprise. We're also have made serious and significant advancements in security and compliance. Things like data loss protection, mobile device management. We've introduced the new customer lockbox, encryption at rest. In addition to trends, it's also important to reflect on where we've been, who we are, and then pivot to where we're going. And if you think about it, when Microsoft started this journey about a decade ago, SharePoint started as a document collaboration solution for team sites. And then, as the product evolved, we added portals, search, business intelligence, and enterprise content management. Now, across all of these experiences, SharePoint provides a common management layer to give customers control over the experiences and things like user permissions. And then SharePoint became a platform, an extensible platform that allows customers and partners to enhance the out-of-the-box experiences, but also build solutions as well as integrate with other systems. Over time, these common experiences, management, and extensibility became the things that people love about SharePoint. So as we look towards taking SharePoint forward, it's these same three core elements of experiences, management, and extensibility that continue to be important. The cool thing about the cloud, one of the cool things, is that as we take these three elements forward, we can take them forward not just for SharePoint, but across all of the Office technologies. So finally, we can begin breaking down the walls between individual product installations. And that makes it easier to manage for sure, but it's also a better, more consistent user experience across the products. The other thing that the cloud allows us to do is to innovate more quickly, to bring value to customers faster, and also to iterate and respond. But we know a lot of customers still run SharePoint server on premises. And that's why we're making SharePoint Server 2016 the most secure, scalable, and reliable update or version to date. We're also bringing innovations from SharePoint Online and Office 365 to SharePoint Server. We're making it a lot easier to use hybrid in order to take advantage of the cloud innovations sooner, and we're making it easier for customers to migrate when and if they are ready. So SharePoint has evolved in the cloud with Office 365, and we'll continue to focus on the same three key pillars of experiences, management, and extensibility. We'll also continue to enhance on-premise and hybrid. But in addition to the traditional SharePoint capabilities, we're also adding new experiences. And these new targeted experiences are designed to be more collaborative, to be more mobile, to be more social, and to take advantage of machine learning algorithms. The other thing that we're designing these in mind with these new targeted experiences is making them more ready to go so that we reduce the time to value but also reduce the cost in terms of building and maintaining them. You can see here some examples, and we'll go through a few of these in more detail, like Delve, NextGen Portals, and OneDrive. We also have example here of Power BI, which of course is self-service business intelligence for end users, and Yammer, which provides our embedded social conversations across Office 365. And then we've also added some things in management. So for example, we've added a new unified service and compliance layer across Office 365. And then for extensibility, we're going to continue to provide the configuration and customization options for these new experiences. And we'll do that by using things like the Office 365 app model, common APIs, and the Azure platform. So with that, I'd like to bring up Bill Baer, who's going to do a brief demo on some of the newer Office 365 experiences. Bill.
Thank you, Seth. Thank you, and good afternoon, everybody. It's exciting to see the interest in SharePoint. Having spent almost 14 years now around SharePoint, I'm always amazed at just the size of our community and the interest of our product. And that 14 years is amazing, considering I'm only 21 years old. So a couple of things I wanted to show you today really exemplify what Seth just brought to you, this idea of bringing experiences together, cross-suite integration, thinking about scenarios that are intelligent, that are ready to go, that are social, that are mobile, and that are driven by machine learning. So as one of these brief examples that we have for you today, probably one of my favorite is the new Delve People Profile, for those that haven't seen it yet. So the new About Me profile, again, is one of those examples that exemplifies our work in bringing these experiences together. If you look at the screen, what you can see here is the new About Me profile, and it brings information directly to you, whether the information you're looking for is content or individual conversations or organizational structure. That information is right at your fingertips, powered by next-generation portals that are intelligent and ready to go, and machine learning capabilities driven by the Office Graph. On the profile, you'll see a number of different facets of information about myself, whether that's contact or organizational information. But one of the most exciting examples as well is the new authoring canvas that we've implemented as part of this new portals experience. So for example, I can quickly write a blog post to share information with my colleagues and my broader organization. And again, the idea is all about ready to go, faster time to value. So for this example, I can quickly add a new image. I can select an image from OneDrive, another example of integrating with cross-suite technologies, or I can select an image directly from my device. So in this case, I could go to my desktop, and I could grab an image and quickly upload that image. I can then quickly provide a title, a subtitle. And then another great part about it is I can also add documents to my conversations. So I could write a blog post by simply uploading a Word document and having that be the basis of the information I want to share, or I can select a document below. So from a selection perspective, this is just another example of where the Office Graph powers many of our experiences today. So it can make recommendations based on the information that I'm constructing. So for this example, we'll just type everybody's favorite demo word of foo. And all along, this document's being saved. So as I author through this new authoring canvas, you'll see at the top where it says draft not saved, that'll automatically refresh and begin to save information as I go. This is an example of technologies that have their foundation in SharePoint. So everything from localization to versioning to managing saving of this content is powered on the back end by SharePoint. So SharePoint is pervasive across Office 365. While not always apparent from a brand perspective, it's always there in the background helping you get work done. So now that I have it saved, I can quickly publish the article. The article will become available, and then it'll be surfaced through machine learning to my colleagues. So for this example, we can actually move back to my people profile. And from an activity perspective, very shortly, we'll see from an activity perspective information appearing as part of a story. But the other thing that Seth talked about today that's very unique and interesting is mobile devices have become pervasive, and we haven't lost any of that as we've developed these experiences as well. So I can quickly switch over to my Windows phone, and we'll see from a mobile perspective that that's available as well. So here's my people profile, much like we just saw in the browser. But as you can see, whether on the largest screens or on the smallest screens, you've always got a great view of information. And that experience is pervasive across the suite as well. So if I wanted to navigate to the video portal, another example of cross-suite integration powered by SharePoint and powered by the Office Graph. But in addition to that experience itself, we've also integrated with Windows Azure Media Services to provide encoding, to provide streaming. So the power of Office 365 is effectively the sum of all of its parts. It can deliver great experiences, and we're going to try it one more time to see if we can get the video. And we can't at this particular moment. My apologies. But really what we wanted to be able to share is from a bringing experiences together perspective, just taking a quick look at how we're driving these experiences together to deliver value, not only through machine learning, not only through ready to go, but also transitioning those to mobile as well. So the example I showed you of authoring a post, I could easily author that post in a mobile device as well. Now in a moment, we're going to move on to SharePoint 2016. And we're going to show how some of those experiences can be brought back to you as part of our next on-premises investments. So with that, I'll let Seth continue, and I'll see you in a moment.
Awesome. Thanks, Bill. So who else thinks SharePoint's awesome? Great. So evolution is a journey. And we know that customers are going to adopt these new technologies at different times. And that's why we'll continue to enhance the core SharePoint capabilities, whether that's in SharePoint Online or on-premises, while we're adding these new capabilities. Another key point here, as sort of I talk to customers and partners about this, to reinforce is that these aren't meant to be a replacement for the things that SharePoint does well now. They're really meant to be additive. And many of the new capabilities, as Bill mentioned and will show, will bring into the next following server release. Let me just go through a few examples to illustrate the approach. First one is portals. So SharePoint has a powerful infrastructure and platform for building custom portals. And we know that working with customers and from telemetry that we get from SharePoint Online, that there's common types of portals that customers and partners are building over and over again. And the reality is that the time to build them is too costly, is too long, and to build and maintain them is too costly. We also wanted to make it easier to embed video, to embed social, right, and to make them more responsive across devices. So we're adding to the custom portal framework by taking those common types, common patterns, and turning them into ready-to-go experiences. And again, not a replacement for the custom framework. These are additive. And we're going to add configuration and customization for these as well. Over time, you'll even be able to take a control from the next-gen portal and add them to a custom portal. So the first next-gen portal was Office 365 Video, which I'm happy to say is now rolled out, I think, worldwide, if not very close to in production worldwide. And with that new update, we added responsive pages. We also added some ability to, or a new mobile iPhone app came with this recent update as well. So if we look at what's coming with Office 365 Video, we're going to be supporting embedded video, video APIs. We'll also be supporting hybrid support with SharePoint 2016, right? So you can use Office 365 Video well with SharePoint 2016. Now, the newest next-gen portal, which Bill showed, is the About Me profile in Delve. Once again, this leverages SharePoint. And if you think about it, I just think about like my real life, and Delve has literally changed the way I work, because if you think about it, you want to find content sometimes. Other times, you want to learn about people, and you want to learn about specific people. Well, the reality here is that the new profile experience just makes that even easier, because alongside the activity, you're going to be promoting information about yourself, ways to contact you, your org structure, and blog. And as I think about Delve, there's one of the SharePoint PMs who likes to say it, and I think it really works well, which is, if you think about the way it works, it really takes signals from people to find the right content, and it takes signals from content to find the right people. So that's a very, very, very powerful way to think about it. And I encourage you, actually, we've got some new next-gen portals coming up, things like knowledge management, and you can learn more about that at a session we have tomorrow. Next up, files. Another good example. SharePoint, as we know, is great for general purpose document libraries, for team files, and enterprise content management. But it wasn't really designed for more simple, lightweight, personal file storage and sharing scenarios. And we know that people today are using other file shares and other sharing tools alongside SharePoint. So really, the goal with OneDrive for Business is to add a more simple, lightweight, personal file storage and sharing solution that also has great mobile experiences. And ultimately, OneDrive is going to really replace, or at least reduce, the need for personal file servers and hard drives, because it's just easier to share and collaborate on files, and it has the security and control that IT needs. But the reality is that OneDrive for Business isn't where we want it to be. We've heard feedback from customers that it needs improvements in specific areas. And people love the OneDrive consumer service, but we've heard, and I want to make sure that you know that we've heard, that OneDrive for Business actually does need some improvements in specific areas. We heard mobile experiences, web UX, as well as sync reliability. And I would say that this is, I'm looking at, you know, some of the SharePoint engineering leadership team, this is the number one priority for the team. And to make it the cornerstone file sync and sharing solution for Office 365 across both work and life. And the team has made actually good progress this last year, especially on the mobile experiences, with the new mobile apps for Windows Phone, iOS, and Android, mobile device management. And in the next quarter, there's some great stuff coming. Better Outlook integration, support for mobile offline, some great compliance and management features related to data loss protection, auditing, and reporting. But we know there's still more work to do. And that's why I really, really encourage you to go to a session. This one is on tomorrow, I believe, called A Files Future with OneDrive for Business, where we're going to cover the roadmap and we're going to talk about what we're doing this year to make OneDrive for Business a great product for all of our customers. Important point here. We're adding improvements to OneDrive, but we're also continuing to improve the files experience in SharePoint. And so if you think about with SharePoint Online, we've improved external sharing, unification of the admin with Office 365. We increased file uploads to 10 gigabytes. We increased default storage to 1 terabyte plus 0.5 gig per person. And Bill's going to talk about more about what we're doing with the files experience in SharePoint Server 2016. The last example I want to go through here to illustrate the approach is enterprise search. And traditional search is still critical for most organizations. But we talked about the information overload problem, right? And so really, the people need more personalized discovery experiences that are in context of the work that they're doing, the groups that they're part of, and the projects that they're on. And Delve, built on SharePoint Search, really provides a great example of how we're doing next-gen portals or next-gen experiences built on SharePoint, leveraging machine learning. You can learn more about the roadmap, things like Delve extensibility with the new Office Graph APIs in the session here on Tuesday. Okay, so that's really giving you examples of how we've evolved SharePoint in the near term. Now, we really want to spend time, and we're talking with customers and partners and analysts about the long-term vision and strategy for SharePoint. And this is where we're answering important questions about things like, how can we deliver the most value for customers? How do we leverage what SharePoint is great at today? How do we think about aligning with the rest of what Microsoft is doing? What are the skills and experiences of the team that we can really use to provide differentiated value to customers? How do we take advantage of key technology trends? And through this work has emerged some core beliefs. And we thought, actually, we might as well just share them with you guys now. This isn't about a roadmap that you're going to see in the next 6 months or a year, but how we're thinking about SharePoint moving forward. And one of the core beliefs is that there is significant opportunity for innovation and for many, many years to come in the core areas of files, content management, sites, and portals, especially in a mobile-first, cloud-first world. And we need to double down on those areas and make sure that we're also leveraging what Microsoft is doing really well in a lot of the other areas. The next key point is that we are going to continue to innovate in the cloud, in on-premises, and in hybrid scenarios. The reality is, it's a differentiator for us to be able to enable customers to move to the cloud on their own terms and, frankly, take advantage of both models. And Bill's going to talk about a little bit more about what we're doing there in SharePoint 2016. Third, Microsoft is positioned to do this better than anyone, and that is to have the very best end-user experiences and, not instead of, and the very best security, compliance, manageability, value for IT. Finally, a renewed commitment and focus to having the very strongest ecosystem of partners and extended solutions. And we know that that's going to require increased and continued investment around platform and development tools. Now, in terms of release cadence, we're going to continue with a rapid release cycle for SharePoint Online and Office 365 with monthly automated updates. And you can learn about those always up to date at roadmap.office.com. And then we'll bring those learnings from SharePoint Online and Office 365 to the next server release. On that note, SharePoint 2016 scheduled, planned for first half of 2016, and I'd like to bring back Bill Baer to talk about what's coming with SharePoint 2016.
Great. Thank you, Seth. I have taken a moment to appease the demo gods so we can move forward talking about it. The moment you've been waiting for, SharePoint 2016. Where are we going with our product moving forward? But before we get there, let's take a step back and think about how we got to where we are today. SharePoint has always been defined by industry trends. And we pretty much set one of those trends in the late 90s and early 2000s when we focused on Portal Server 2001, largely for intranet portals and collaboration. As we moved into SharePoint Portal Server 2003, we remained that core focus on core collaboration, the dominant industry trend at the time. The other thing that we did is it was the first time that we used our on-premises release to define what our cloud offering would be. For many people, they don't recognize that we've had SharePoint in the cloud for well over a decade now through Microsoft Managed Solutions. Moving forward, the industry changed, and the trends changed, and the focus became enterprise content management. We invested in e-discovery. We began to invest in SharePoint 2010 with concepts like document sets and record centers and document centers. And at the same time, we shipped Microsoft Online Services. And again, this was representative of a scenario where we looked to on-premise to define what the cloud would be. As we moved into 2013, there was yet another shift in industry trends to where the focus was cloud and enterprise social. And it's representative of yet one another example of us looking to our on-premises software to define Office 365. And SharePoint 2013 effectively became the genesis block of how we're going to move forward with SharePoint into 2016. SharePoint 2016 will be the first major SharePoint release where the cloud has defined how we're going to deliver our on-premises software. So over the course of a 14-year history, we've finally reached a point to where the cloud will become the foundation for the way that we think about on-premises software. And we've had a lot of experience now running SharePoint at scale. So as we thought about the vision and value, we really wanted to focus in on three things: delivering a great set of user experiences that are familiar yet intuitive and that are designed for the way that people work today, mobile first, and scenarios that are familiar to them, a cloud-inspired infrastructure, and this is an exciting point in time for us because we have learned so much from running SharePoint at scale, and lastly, people-centric compliance, bringing capabilities back to the information worker to enable them to work productively and securely. So where we invested our energies were in experiences that we define as modern collaboration, insights, file storage, and core collaboration. And we're going to talk about and take a look at what a few of these are. From an infrastructure perspective, we focused on improved performance and reliability. We focused on hybrid cloud, as Seth mentioned, and new support and monitoring tools. We then focused on compliance, building new data protection and monitoring tools, in addition to building what we consider a new and trusted platform. And one of our most important investments in SharePoint 2016 is really our new emphasis on hybrid. If you think about the way that we've delivered hybrid in the past, it was predominantly to mitigate migration pain points. During migration phases, customers ended up with two discrete silos of information, one that existed on premises and one that existed online. And we invested in hybrid search in order to help our customers rationalize the information stored in those two silos with a unified view through query federation. We also invested in scenarios like business connectivity services, so data connectivity from cloud back to on-premises. But again, those were largely designed to mitigate migration pain points, with the premise behind them being that you're migrating to the cloud. As we look at hybrid moving forward into SharePoint 2016, we thought long and hard about how we wanted these experiences to be. Our customers told us that have to remain on-prem for a variety of reasons, perhaps corporate or regulatory compliance, a significant investment in customization, or data sensitivity concerns, that they felt left behind by the innovation in Office 365 when they are on-premises with SharePoint 2013 or earlier versions of SharePoint. One of the things that our new hybrid experiences will do will mitigate that for our customers. So you can look at the old way of hybrid as bringing your business to the cloud, and the new way of hybrid is bringing the cloud back to your business. We're going to enable you to subscribe to cloud innovation to enrich your traditional on-premises scenarios. And we're going to give you a couple of examples of what they look like today. So without further ado, one of the things that we've talked quite a bit about today throughout the course of this was this concept of machine learning powered by the Office Graph and Delve. So we'll quickly switch over to a demo and have a look at some of these new experiences. One of the great new hybrid experiences we have that we've invested in over the course of the past year was around hybrid search. Hybrid search in 2013 was defined by the fact that it was query federation. You had two separate search result sets that you would have to refine independently, and neither had affinity to one another, whether on-premises or online. And now, in SharePoint 2016, and some of the investments that we're making in a hybrid search, we can now unify an index. So in this case, I could search from a cloud-based search center and get results both for intranet and cloud-based content. So in this case, you can see my first result for Contoso Pharmaceuticals is a document stored in the cloud, representative of the URL you see here on the screen. But the second document I have available to me is a document that's stored on-premises, defined by that intranet URL. But not only that, since it is a unified result set, I can refine that as a single set of information, since it is a blended result. So I can click Bill Bear, and I can refine it by myself as the author. So it's no longer two result sets that are refined independently. It's one singular result set that you can create and refine it as a unit, as opposed as to two distinct entities. The other great part about this experience I'd like to show you today, moving forward, is the next question becomes, what about Delve and the Office Graph? So I'd like you to remember these two documents here about Contoso usage I have stored in the cloud and my proposal for Humongous Insurance that I have stored on my local intranet. So from here, we'll just navigate to the app launcher since we're moving from a cloud-based search center, and it's going to open up Delve. As you can see here, we have Delve. I have a board called Contoso Pharmaceuticals I've created, and there's my About Contoso usage that is coming from the cloud-based SharePoint implementation, as well as proposal for Humongous Insurance that's coming from my on-premises implementation. So basically, the power of the Office Graph can now be applied to your on-premises content, your online content, or a combination of both. So that's a great new experience for our customers. One of the things that we've heard over the past is, I love the idea of the Office Graph. I love predictive analytics. I love machine learning. But I can't bring my content to the cloud. So our new hybrid experience is about bringing it to you as opposed to bringing your content to it. And this is representative of that. So again, within Delve itself, I can actually move around and I can search for content like Contoso, and again, I get a blended result set that represents content distributed across both my on-prem and my online experiences. So that was hybrid. Let's go ahead and move in here and take a quick look at SharePoint 2016 from an infrastructure perspective and think about some of the things that we've done there. So one of the things that we've been saying is that we've had a ton of experience running SharePoint at scale over the course of the past several years. And we ran into a lot of the same challenges that our customers have, from scalability to just maintenance to day-to-day operations. And we've been able to address those. And we don't feel like we should keep those from you. We want to bring that experience back to you as well. For those of you that remember SharePoint 2013 and SharePoint 2010, one of the things that you're familiar with is this concept of SharePoint having a role. The problem is from a role perspective, that role was defined by whatever services you decided to activate on a particular server. So SharePoint was largely a role-agnostic installation. We laid down all the binaries, and you either activated or deactivated features depending on what you wanted that particular server to be or to function as, whether it was a web server or an application server, a batch processing server, a caching server, a search server. But it was really about how you defined it. From a customization perspective and even from a maintenance perspective, it became more and more difficult because these servers could vary so much in their design, it became difficult to patch them reliably. Let me show you a few things that we've done differently to help you reduce the set of roles and provide a much greater experience with a smaller data center footprint. So we're going to go into everybody's favorite tool, the SharePoint Configuration Wizard. So I'll just go ahead and open that up. It's going to look a lot like SharePoint 2013 starting off. So we're just going to move through the wizard real quick, and we're going to create a new SharePoint farm here today. So I will just specify my database server, and many of you are familiar with what this looks like already. So we provide our SharePoint service account for database access. Once we've authenticated to the database server, we create a farm passphrase. But something new is going to happen. We're going to get to the next screen, and you're going to see a new server role installation wizard. This is what we call min role or minimum role. It will reduce your data center footprint significantly, and it'll isolate your user request to a specific machine. So in this example, I have a number of different roles that I can select from to perform a role-based installation. I can select a web front end whose purpose is responding solely to end user requests. In the past, when an end user would initiate a request for SharePoint, that request in many cases would traverse the topology, and it would touch many machines, which increased latency and decreased the overall responsiveness to your end users. Now, by selecting a web server role, that machine knows that its only job is to respond to requests initiated by an end user. Effectively, we can isolate an end user's request for a web page or the execution of a search query to a single machine simply by specifying that role. And we can scale from a unit-based perspective. I can also select from a search role, which will programmatically provision all the necessary services for me to implement a search-based installation. We have an application server role and a distributed cache role for caching, whether it's caching for a login token cache or last modified time cache. And then we also have what we call a specialized role. So we haven't taken away your capability to implement a custom solution on top of SharePoint. You can leverage this new specialized role as well to quickly build out a farm. So what we're going to do here is we're going to move out of this real quick, and we're going to flip over to a snapshot, and we'll let that run for a second. But there's a number of things that led us to this. So this is the foundation first of how we thought about infrastructure from a SharePoint perspective, really reducing the data center footprint and driving new experiences that will help you have a reliable and sustainable SharePoint deployment. This is going to be the most robustly tested version of SharePoint that we've delivered to date. But another thing is patching. How many of you have ever patched a SharePoint farm? How many of you have enjoyed it? Okay, so we have about two people that have enjoyed patching SharePoint. We've got some exciting news for you today. So in the past, SharePoint was defined by cumulative updates that we released on a bi-monthly basis, and then eventually we moved into a monthly release cadence. Many times those updates were larger than SharePoint itself. Anywhere from 2 gigs and beyond. And that's because a patch was representative of a number of different updates, or QFEs. We've reduced the footprint of updates, and we've given you something special with SharePoint 2016 that we call zero downtime patching. What does that mean? All of SharePoint's upgraders run online. So if you're performing build-to-build upgrades, your users will never know it. And the likelihood of any regression or challenges significantly decreases because the size and scope of overall patching decrease as well. So that's an exciting investment for all of you. So come on. So So coming back to the role-based installation, one of the other things that we've done is we've also built a number of different compliance reports from an infrastructure perspective as well to help you with those role-based installations. So assuming you install SharePoint and you select it to be a web server, and then you provision a custom role on top of it or you enable a custom service, we have code built in that helps you detect any deviation from our roles and programmatically fix that as well. Coming back to the Delve thing, I figured I might as well make one more announcement since we're here today, is many of you don't want to wait until 2016 in order to leverage the Office Graph and Delve in a hybrid or on-premises scenario. So we thought long and hard about it, and later this year, we're actually going to ship an update to SharePoint 2013 to enable you to leverage Delve and the Office Graph. So moving forward, we're going to snap out of a demo real quick and come back to a few slides as we continue to move along. So that's just a quick look at where we're at with SharePoint 2016. And we've got a ton more to show throughout this week. And actually, as of this morning, if you visit the new hands-on lab resource area, we've got a version of SharePoint 2016 for you to try out on your own. So we're making a lot of progress with SharePoint 2016. As they say, time is of the essence. But with SharePoint 2016, we want to make sure that we're delivering a product that scales, that's reliable, and that's extremely durable. So moving from there, we anticipate shipping our first beta candidate later this year. We'll move into our release candidate in the spring of 2016. As Seth talked about earlier, and at some time in between, we'll ship our release candidate. So let's talk for a quick moment about SharePoint at Ignite. We've got a lot of exciting things, and then we'll take a look at a couple of other experiences as well. So we're not going to leave you with just one demo. We definitely want to show you what we've got ready for you. So SharePoint at Ignite, we've got well over 200 sessions here for you today to experience from a SharePoint perspective. Whether you're looking for information on next-generation portals or you're looking for more information on how to implement a hybrid search scenario with SharePoint and Office 365, we've got that for you as well. We've got sessions just explicitly designed for SharePoint 2016. So for those of you who want to see more of our cool platform investments, how updating works, how this min-role topology works, and some of the new investments we're making from an infrastructure perspective, Wednesday at 9 a.m. we have a session for that. We also have a session that's covering our new hybrid search implementation that enables you to unify a result set of SharePoint on-premises and SharePoint online content. So one of the other things I'm going to try to do for you is show you another real quick demo before we move on. So bear with me for just a second while I set this one up. The other thing as well is from a mobile experience perspective, we've heard from a number of you that you want better mobile experiences with SharePoint 2016. So what we've done with SharePoint 2016 is we've taken a lot of our experience running SharePoint in the cloud and brought it back to you on premises. So we have a new touch web user experience that we're bringing to SharePoint 2016. So as you can see here, I can land on a SharePoint team site and I can navigate its content on a mobile browser so it's responsive to the browser itself. I can actually move my way into tasks very quickly. On a mobile device, I can mark a task as completed, or optionally, I can move on and view more information about that particular task as well. Coming back to the home page, I can also quickly navigate to OneDrive where I can see the files that I have stored and the files that I'm sharing with others. I can go back into my site settings and I can move into documents that are within the site itself. If I have any documents, I can quickly upload those. But the key thing to think about here is we're bringing new mobile experiences back to SharePoint 2016 as well that we've invested in Office 365 over the course of the past 3 years. That's one of the experiences that you're going to be able to try out this week with our new implementation or our new hands-on lab for SharePoint 2016 that we just launched. The other thing is later this summer, we'll have a public preview available for you, so you'll be able to take a look at SharePoint 2016. So it's going to be a great time of year as we move in through the latter half of this year because you're going to get an update to 2013 that enables you to leverage the power of machine learning with your on-premises content. You're going to get a beta version of SharePoint 2016 that you're going to be able to try out on your own environment, but you're also going to gain access to it today. So for SharePoint at Ignite, we have a number of things to share with you this week. If you're interested in on-premises and private cloud, we have two sessions I'd definitely like to call out. Our What's New for IT Professionals session on Wednesday at 9 a.m. You can consider that a session about all of our platform investments. We have a new SharePoint data security and compliance session that we have available for you this week, and you're going to learn about some of our DLP and compliance investments in SharePoint 2016. We endeavor to deliver a lot from a data protection perspective. So you're going to see a number of different things through hybrid scenarios that enable you to leverage document fingerprinting and per item encryption in SharePoint 2016 to advanced reporting across on-prem and online content, to e-discovery that spans both online and on-prem content. We have a number of hybrid sessions, so if you're interested in learning how to implement our new Office Graph hybrid scenarios or our Delve scenario, we have a session this week on that. I believe it's on Thursday. Our investments in business connectivity services and the direction that we're taking data connectivity with SharePoint 2016. And then lastly, we have a ton of great content around Office 365 and our public cloud. From intelligent, ready-to-go, next-generation portals in Office 365, it's definitely an exciting time for those, to the new knowledge management portal that Seth talked about a little bit earlier. So with that said, I just wanted to give you a brief sneak peek this morning of some of the SharePoint 2016 investments that we're making. Obviously, we've got a ton of stuff that we want to be able to show you this week that we don't have time for today, but you've got an entire week of 2016 that you're going to be able to see where we're investing, and if you want to try it yourself, go ahead and check out the hands-on lab today. And thank you very much for being here. I'd like to welcome back Seth.
Great job. So what does everybody think about their first glimpse of SharePoint Server 2016? So what did we cover today? I really believe that this is an important inflection point for SharePoint and this week at Ignite. And one of the things we talked about is that SharePoint is evolving, and it really is a great time to be part of it. Microsoft is renewing our focus on SharePoint, and the team is doubling down on key areas. We're continuing to enhance on-premises as well as cloud and hybrid. We're on track with SharePoint 2016, and we've got just a terrific lineup of sessions and events planned this week. But before you all go, I want to take just a brief moment to thank the SharePoint product team who's here. These guys, you know, they take flack, but they listen to feedback. And their hard work and dedication to taking the product forward and making it great for all of you is just awesome. So thank you guys. And then I also want to invite you to come meet the product team. We're all going to be at the Ask the Experts, say that three times fast, Ask the Experts event tonight as part of the welcome reception in the expo hall. So come by with your, like I said, your success stories and your challenges, not just your challenges. We'll hear those too. With that, thank you everybody and have a great Ignite.